Passport to the World. That's the theme of this year's Philadelphia International Flower Show. This week on News and Views, we'll journey through the gardens around the globe in the confines of the Pennsylvania Convention Center. This year's event features thousands of exotic plant and floral exhibits designed by some of the region's most highly acclaimed horticultural enthusiasts. Walking through the flower and plant-lined aisles stands a giant sculpted Campbell soup mug and salad bowl. The exhibit, Soup and Salad from Camden to the World, represents a child's vegetable garden. Mike Devlin, executive director of the Camden City Garden, says the world-famous Campbell Soup Factory and Water Tower signify the rich industrial history of one of the poorest cities in the nation. He says children are a vital part of the garden program's day-to-day operations.
We work with younger children as well as, you'll see, some of our teenagers who are in the job training program year-round. We carry about 17 to 20 young adults, teenagers, on our staff throughout the year. And they worked on preparing some of the plants, doing some of the topiary works, and they'll help go back and plant this at Campbell's and back at the children's garden.
Across the way, dozens of people make their way through a metromorphosis designed by Temple University's School of Horticulture. Senior student Jennifer Topper was part of the team who created the lavish garden. She says it was designed to show a cityscape reclaimed by its natural state.
They have the metromorphosis meadow here, which is, you know, more wild plants growing up through the concrete. We have an eco wall, which is all sorts of natural, like local material that was constructed to create more or less a habitat for insects, rodents, reptiles. We have the eco wall over there, which shows how space can be used in a cityscape for vertical growing.
Next, we'll travel to a bonsai garden in Japan and a bamboo garden in China. This week's News and Views can be heard in its entirety at WRTI.org. I'm Windsor Johnston, WRTI News. Thousands of people will converge on the Pennsylvania Convention Center this week to immerse themselves in beautifully landscaped floral and plant designs and breathtaking exhibits featuring gardens from around the world. On this week's News and Views, a tour of the Philadelphia International Flower Show. A 28-foot-high hot air balloon covered in more than 79,000 dried flowers greets guests as they walk onto the showroom floor. The sound of the koto, a traditional Japanese stringed instrument, leads you to a garden of exquisite bonsai trees. Salita Roseade of Roseade Bonsai Studios says the tree has two meanings.
Bon means shallow and sai means tree. So it's a tree planted in a shallow pot. And it's a very antique art, and it's the only living art that exists.
A towering waterfall paves the way to a garden in China, a garden of bamboo standing over 40 feet tall. Exhibitor and designer Michael Petrie gives us a tour.
What you're looking at is a very densely planted grove of bamboo, and the bamboo poles, the canes of bamboo, are about 6 inches apart. There's about 40 pieces of bamboo every 4 square feet, so it's dense enough that you can barely see through it. And then we have people walking through the grove with flashlights, which also adds another dimension to the experience of interactive participation by the people in the bamboo, looking for the plants planted under the bamboo and trying to find their way and shining the light on the bamboo canes.
Next, we'll journey to South Africa and Brazil's Amazon jungle. This week's News and Views can be heard in its entirety at WRTI.org. I'm Windsor Johnston, WRTI News. A journey through gardens from around the world on the floors of the Pennsylvania Convention Center. On this week's News and Views, the Philadelphia International Flower Show. This year's theme, Passport to the World, is a celebration of the world's flowers and gardens. So far, we've traveled to China and Japan. Now to South Africa. Hand-thatched huts, live drummers, a chandelier of floral birds.
Aubrey, look at the big giraffe up there!
And sculpted wildlife provide an artistic presentation of African culture. The walkthrough display invites visitors to inspect tribal headdresses and masks that depict colors and patterns.
I've seen the masks, and they're really, really very beautiful. I can see they use beads and berries and all different things from nature and the land.
I really like the masks because they had like different things about each mask, and they were very colorful.
I thought it was tremendous. I've never seen such a use of so many different materials. The colors are so vivid, it's beautiful.
It's interesting and different, South African one, I would say, because there's not many flowers. It's very cultural, I would say, more interesting.
My father, he's from Africa, so I just wanted to see how it looks inside.
From South Africa to the rainforests of Brazil, Jonathan Trocesi is one of the designers of a walkthrough exhibit of the Brazilian rainforest. He says global warming and the deforestation of Brazil led his team to replicate it here in Philadelphia.
We have a waterfall, a caiman, flamingos, and occasionally the Philadelphia Zoo has some macaws and sun conures flying throughout the exhibit.
When it comes to his favorite part of the exhibit,
I like the live birds just because it's not something you see every day, and they're loose, so they're flying all over the place and the kids get a kick out of it.
How do you keep them close to your exhibit?
We don't. The trainers are responsible for that. So,
the Philadelphia International Flower Show is the oldest and largest indoor show of its kind. It runs through Sunday, March 7th. This week's news and views can be heard in its entirety at WRTI.org. I'm Windsor Johnston, WRTI News.